Hello, everybody, and welcome to your weekly lesson, Lessons from the Dojang. I am your co-host, Master Patsy Zarrilla, and as always, my friend and instructor, Master Graham Miller. How are you tonight, sir?
I'm good. Hello, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. I just got done with my class over at the community college. A few people hopefully got a little bit more educated in their ability and their willingness to defend themselves. And I sat down, I'm talking to you, and I got my Guinness, because I gotta have my Guinness. It's been one of those days. I need a Guinness.
A man's beer. I am proud.
Well, you know, I can only go bushy tail for so long.
Well, okay, so I don't do well with beer in the evening. Unlike other people who can just drink beer all day and black out, I don't do well with beer in the evening. So I have to go with a Chardonnay. So yes, I have a glass of Chardonnay. Go ahead.
I can't do that. I grew up on Cabernet Sauvignon. It's pretty much whenever you hear the people talk about Dago Red, that's pretty much what it is. I mean, I used to have that in my bottle whenever I was a baby. So, you know, having a little glass of wine at night is that's the way to do it. You know, that's how you know you had a full day. Whenever you can kick back and have a little conversation and drink a little bit of vino, you know you had a good day.
Yes. Now, come Saturday, on our next podcast, I find a surprise for you and for everybody. I can't bring it out. I can't do it tonight because I just can't. I don't want to waste it. So, but come Saturday or Sunday, whenever we do our present our thing, I'm going to have it and tell you you're going to like it.
Well, I am definitely looking forward to it. You always make me nervous whenever
when I saw this in the beer store, as soon as I saw it, I go, that's going on the show.
So what do you think the big news of the week's been?
Well, you know, the big news that the Steelers blew the game against the Baltimore Ravens, that it's been kind of dominating the headlines. Ben Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown not doing their thing, and yeah, no, the big news.
Well, just in case you're curious, the Raiders finally won a game, and they ended up beating Cleveland in overtime. But the NFL, a win's a win. So my Oakland's off the schneid.
Yes. So, you know, come on Friday, I was pretty much thinking that the Republicans were going to jam this through. They were just going to vote it through, put them through, because they're in power and they're white men, and that's what they can do.
Are you talking about the Kavanaugh thing?
Yes. And I got to tell you, had they done that today, I don't know. I can't, even if they push him through, the legitimacy of the laws in our land have lost their esteem, their power. I don't believe in them. I won't believe in them anymore. You can't have people like that sitting on a bench and don't tell me. This guy's guilty of sin. He did something. He's a liar, a big fat liar. And you look at his face, like a man like that, do you think somebody with that type of temperament should be sitting on the highest court of the land?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
I think he's completely unqualified to do it. You look I've made this argument on several occasions, so this isn't the first time that anybody who knows me is going to hear me make this argument. you, and I'll put you on the spot. Okay. And I'm literally just using you as an example because of the two people involved in this conversation, you're the only one of the two of us with a daughter. Okay. I have a son. Your daughter's in college. She's doing very well. And I am completely convinced one day, you know, if she hasn't already, she's going to make her father proud. Let's assume, just for argument's sake, she comes home maybe for the holidays or whatever the case may be, and she's bringing a boy in tow with her that she wants her family to meet. She's kind of smitten with the guy. Maybe it's serious, maybe it's not, but it happens to be the guy she's dating at the time. And you find out, either by his own admission or she lets it slip or make anything up. Be as crazy as you can possibly be as down to earth as you could possibly be. It doesn't really matter how you find out. But the kid might have a drug problem. Or whenever he drinks a little bit, he might get a little bit aggressive and a little bit belligerent. And is this somebody you want dating your daughter?
So what would I do in that case?
Well, just would you want him dating your daughter? Would you want somebody like that?
Absolutely not. No, and I would I'd do everything to get him out of her life. And one of the things that I would do was I'd invite him over and I would get him drunk. And we would see this, and we would see this come out.
And
when it came out, he would pay dearly.
Right. So the thing is, you wouldn't want him anywhere near your daughter, and that is basically one person. And I understand, you know, that's your daughter, that's your blood, that's your family. I get the ties, but in the scope of things, you wouldn't want this clown anywhere near one person. Why in the hell would anybody want this guy making decisions that's going to affect 350 million people? I don't understand why people think that this guy is a good choice.
Well, there's two reasons. The first is you have the redneck. And when I say that, I mean people who are not very intelligent, who listen to Fox News all the time and are just a bunch of sheep. And those people are the ones who are going to say, this is a travesty. Kavanaugh's a great man. He needs to be in there, okay? The second group, which is the real problem group, the second group are the ones who want Roe v. Wade returned. Those are the ones who are sitting there who want this man on the bench because they know that he will do it. He will initiate Roe v. Wade being overturned.
Yeah, I still find it hard to believe that of all the people that they could find, this is the one guy that's going to do that. I mean that's asking me to believe a whole hell of a lot.
Look who picked him.
Well, it was the Heritage Foundation, wasn't it? I'm pretty sure it was them, and then they just told Trump who he wanted, and then this guy, well, you know what? Here you go. You know what? Sometimes I should know better. So Trump meets with this guy, and again, I'm speculating, but tell me if I'm wrong. Trump meets with this guy. The guy says something about what a nice tie Trump has or something, and he goes, yep, there you go. That's my guy. What do you think?
If the Heritage Foundation chooses him because he's a originalist, okay? So he's a diehard. And I think I'm getting some type of bad read. I think I'm getting an echo. I'm hearing an echo. But so he's an originalist, and because he's an originalist, he is put up by the Heritage Foundation, and they've got a lot of power, a lot of clout, and so you know. And then they also look at his record for wanting to overturn Roe v. Wade. That's why Gorsuch got in, That's why he's a mayor, because he will overturn that law. You know, you think about all of the, his, during all the questionings when he was being confirmed. Boy, that guy was a snake. How he dodged and, you know, every single question he would never answer about that. I knew his answer. He was yes, he was going to overturn it the moment he gets a chance. Come September, watch, it's the first thing they do. And then if they get Kavanaugh in there, this guy's a loose cannon. He'll follow Gorsuch like a sick pony. So, yeah, I can see why they want him in there. And Trump doesn't think about much, doesn't think things. It's like, yeah, that compliment on my tie, put him in.
I really believe that. You know, you're seeing news today about well, first of all, I didn't know. Let's back up. Let's back up just a little. How many job interviews have you been on roughly in your lifetime? Just
a lot.
I would say more than three, right?
Yes.
At any of those job interviews that you had, did you ever start screaming or crying?
No.
No? Not one of them?
It's your way to not get a job.
What if you wanted the job, right? I've done some crazy shit not to get a job, but I can't. I've never started screaming, being belligerent, started crying about things. Yeah, this is what this guy did. And then you had jackasses like Lindsey Graham defending him. At what point are we at any point interested in doing something that is going to involve him actually being a judge and having the character to be a judge and make decisions that cannot be, well, they can be overturned, but let's face it. When was the last time? And you'd have to dig. You'd probably have to Google the hell out of it to find out the last time Congress overturned a Supreme Court ruling. It had, it was not modern times. Like, I can almost guarantee that. This is a guy that you want making those decisions? Is really? This is the character of the person or a person that you want sitting on a Supreme Court. This type of character shouldn't be on a county court, let alone a Supreme Court. I don't care what your views are. I don't care if you're the most, you're so tight and conservative that, you know, you squeak when you fart. I don't understand how anybody could look at the character of this person and sit there and say, that's the man that I want on a Supreme Court. I refuse to believe that people are this fucking stupid that they look at this clown and say, "Yep, this is the guy. This is the guy that's going to make the difference."
I hate to say it, but there are a lot. All you have to do is go to Facebook and look at some of the posts. People are calling this a sham, a scam, a witch hunt, a travesty to the country. You know that what we're putting him through. I got to tell you what makes me fun. So you get, like I said, there's two types. You get your Fox News-led sheep, okay? These are people who can't think on their own, right? So they're going to do whatever Fox News tells them, and that's a lie. And then you get the people who are Roe v. Wade overturners who are going to do everything in their power to get this law overturned. And if it ends justify the means, if they can get this guy, they don't care about anything else. They just want that law overturned. So you get a fanatical group, okay? And then you get these sheep who are just being led around by the nose. And if you look at Facebook posts, you'll see these sheep are just reiterating everything that Sean Hannity and those guys said, Rush Limbaugh. They just reiterate what they say all day long. And that is, you know, what a travesty. Here's the funny thing. This guy Kavanaugh, okay, he went to Yale. He's been spoon-fed by a silver spoon. He has looked down all his life on these people who are defending him, okay? That's why he felt embraced, emboldened to do these things to these women, is because he's looked down on people like you and me all his life because he's a higher class. He went to Yale. I went to Yale. Damn it. You know? And these people are supporting him when, had they met him when he was young, they would have gone, what a jackass. I mean, it's truly amazing to me how we can prop somebody like him up on a pedestal. I'm dumbfounded. And like I said, had they pushed, had the Republican Party pushed this nomination through, even still, if they push it through, even after this week's investigation, I gotta tell you, my lack, the credibility of the Supreme Court to me is shot. It's shot. We might as well have a civil war because these guys don't, it's over. It really is.
I don't think anybody can argue that this is definitely a privileged frat boy who feels entitled to what he thinks people are sharing or taking from him. His response is over the top, completely irrational, emotional response to a bunch of folks who are playing politics. And let's face it, you have a bunch of politicians in a political body who are playing politics. This should not be a fucking surprise to anybody that this stuff's happening. The fact that he was so angry and felt that what he was entitled to is being questioned or possibly taken away should give anybody pause, because that is not normal behavior, and that is not normal reaction to somebody who is looking at you on a job interview. Let's not forget that. You're on a job interview, who is questioning why you should have that job. Every job interview I've ever been on, somebody has looked at me and either directly or indirectly asked me, why should we hire you? Every one of them. Whenever I was 15 years old, I was being asked that question. For this guy to get all bent out of shape and pissed off because some Democratic senator someplace dared to question his character, it makes you wonder what is wrong with this guy that he would go off the handle whenever right before him was a woman who, even if you do not believe Kavanaugh did it, that even if you do not believe that Kavanaugh was the person that sexually assaulted her, you cannot sit there and say this woman was not a victim of sexual assault. You cannot say that. If you do, you're a fucking moron and you deserve to be punched in your head about 17 times. The fact that she stood in front of those same people and answered questions in a way that was accommodating, and some, she conducted herself in a professional manner. Somebody who spoke with dignity and conviction. To look at a victim who handled that way, and seeing all of these people, and there was actually a photo of was taken from over her shoulder, so you could see what she was looking at and what she was faced with, what she was looking at, to handle herself the way she did, and then to have this guy come on, who is supposed to be a Supreme Court nominee, to be supposed to be somebody who can make decisions again that are going to affect 350 million fucking people, to sit there and see how he reacted to this. Even if I was the staunchest of Republican, which I am not and I never will be, I would sit there and look at this guy and say, God damn it, we can do better in this clown. This guy shouldn't even be in the conversation.
Yeah, agreed. I you know, even myself, and I'm, you know, I there's something wrong with him. And he does, his behavior is not the behavior of an innocent person. Have, you know, like, I would have acted completely different if I was falsely accused, if I was put on that platform and I was falsely accused, my reactions would have been completely different. I would have, first of all, I would have denied it all, would have called the person a liar. I would have said, bring the polygraph in, hook me up. I'll do it right now. FBI, go ahead, start investigating. Do it right now. Let's go. I have nothing to hide. Come on, do, bring it on. I'm ready. I didn't do it. That's how somebody's innocent responds. Somebody who gets confrontational, who questions back, you know, like he did that, I think it was Congressman Globchar or whatever. When she asked him, you know, have you ever blacked out? And he goes, did you ever black out? You know, I'm asking you, you know, judge, did you ever black out? Did you ever black out? You know, just that type of disrespectful confrontational. That's not how innocent people act. That's how somebody's guilty is act. I'm sorry, that's the way it is. He's guilty. His behavior, his everything. And to compound it, he has lived a life of, he's lived a life of complete, he's been on the top ever since the beginning, where he's been given everything. He's gone to Harvard League, you know, Ivy League school at Yale. Everything's been on a silver platter for him. And you know what? This is his time. He deserves this. This is what's meant for him. And, you know, you need to give it to him because it's like in Happy Gilmore, Shooter McGavin, remember? It's shoot time. It's a sign of the same thing. You know, like this, like he's owed this for what, you know, for whatever reason in his mind. And then they play this, oh, I'm a virgin. I'm a true Christian. I go, come on. Now you're making it even laughable. You know, you're not only lying, but now you're trying to play this card. It's like, are you doing this on purpose? Is somebody coaching you to act like this? Thinking that, you know, if you act like this Looney Tune, that it'll actually get you over?
Yeah, I agree. This is somebody who is truly pissing on your leg and trying to tell you it's raining. You know, I told a few guys when, and it was one of those things where it was obvious that somebody, and it was a couple of guys, and one of them was my boss actually, and asked me, you know, what really wanted my opinion about it. And I said, this is the reaction of a man who was just caught leaving a hotel room. His wife just caught him leaving the hotel with another chick. This is the reaction that man would have. You know, this is it exactly. This is how he went. You know? It is. He did everything short of saying, are you going to believe me or your lying eyes? Everything short of that. And because that was all that was left for him. He acted and reacted exactly how somebody who just got caught banging the neighbor's wife would act. Just that's how it was. You can tell from Newcastle, right? That's how we deal with shit.
So I have a nail. I've got a nail here. And you just hit that nail right on the head. That's a perfect. You're absolutely spot on there. That's exactly how somebody guilty acts. Yep.
Right. We all know that guy that did that. And that's exactly how he reacted.
Oh, you're talking from personal experience?
Yeah. Yeah. We all know that guy. That guy whose wife caught him doing something he shouldn't, and you know, if we're lucky, it's the guy that lives across the street, so we can watch it from a distance and just shake our heads like, "Oh, this guy's." Am I right? But that's it. That's exactly what you expect. We all know that guy. We all know a guy like that, and that's exactly how he reacts.
I'm sorry, but you're so right. I can't help laughing. It's just perfect. It's perfect. I'm going to use it tomorrow.
Oh yeah, please do. You know,
now I have to ask you a serious question. The Republicans have the votes. They're going to slam this through, and they're going to slam it through because of the Roe v. Wade fanatics. What are you going to do after he's been nominated to the Supreme Court?
I'm going to drink a lot. But in all honesty, I am going to do everything I can to support everybody who is running against any of these clowns who are up for election who voted for him. Because that's all we can do. That's it. We're going to be stuck with this guy for the rest of his life. Maybe, you know, the Democrats get in and they you can impeach a Supreme Court justice, and the format to do it is exactly the same as if you're impeaching a president. So we have a very good chance that's going to happen with Trump. So they might as well just make it a 2-4. But I'm just going to do everything I can to support everybody who votes. I'm going to support everybody who is running against anybody who voted for this clown, because there is no way on God's green earth this guy deserves a seat on the Supreme Court. And it has nothing to do with his political views. It has nothing to do with conservative or liberal. It's simply the guy's character. He does not have the character befitting somebody to be on the Supreme Court. It's just that simple. He just doesn't have the character.
Yeah, like I said, for myself, the credibility of the Supreme Court is called into question.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. The problem is, other than getting him removed, I don't think that there's anything else anybody can do about it. I mean, you know, we can do blow up the building.
So,
you know, there's nothing left.
Impeached.
Yeah, there's nothing else anybody can do. That wouldn't bother me. You know, it's funny how folks of the same character always seem to be, you know, getting together. You know, Trump picked this clown. Trump's had his run-ins with women who said no. He's not a big fan of being told no, especially whenever his dick's involved. Apparently Kavanaugh's having the same issue, and Trump's supporting him, you know, 100%. These things don't happen by accident. You know, the somebody's character is attracted to people of the same character. So this shouldn't surprise anybody that of all the freaking train wrecks somebody could have put, it's Trump that puts this train wreck in. That shouldn't surprise anybody.
No. Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens this week.
Well, as far as this week's concerned, I've said it from the beginning, the fix is in. Okay. The fix is in. This is a done deal. He's in. Do not be upset or pissed off or angry or anything else whenever he gets the votes, because he's got them. He's in. I promise you he's in. There's no way in hell I would bet against it.
It's really, for me, it's a sad day. It's a sad day in our country.
For a lot of people it's going to be. Huh? It's going to be a sad day for a lot of people.
To know that Mitch McConnell is able to bully people into making a decision that they know it's wrong.
Yeah, it shows the character of the people who are voting for them too, doesn't it? Because there's no way this guy gets two votes. There's no way this clown gets two votes, and he's going to get 60. or whatever. I don't know if it's a simple majority or if it's a super majority. Whatever it is, it has to be a simple majority because right, the Democrats only need to turn to flip two or three. So it has to be a simple majority. But either way, he's in. He's in. There's no way in hell that he's not. Look at the way Trump's reactions to all of this has been. Okay? Look at what he's saying and how he's saying it. He knows the fixes and he knows it's a done deal. He's as smug as smug can be. Even after Flake did what he did, it didn't faze him a bit. Flake would have done this with anything else, right? This clown would be tweeting so much he'd have to get a new phone because his thumbs would have poked holes through the glass. So he knows it's and he knows the fixes and he knows this is a done deal. We're gonna play this game. We're gonna have all this drama, and in the end, it's not gonna matter. All you have to do is look at his reaction. That's all you need to know about where this thing's headed. Look at his reaction. I'll tell you what, to prove my point. Look at his reaction whenever they were trying to overturn Obamacare and McCain did the famous thumbs down thing, right? Trump lost his shit over that. You have Flake, for all intents and purposes, did the same thing to his nominee. And you didn't hear a damn thing. Not a damn thing. So he knows the fixes it too.
Well, I'm seriously depressed.
Well, that's my job, right? Is it depressed the hell out of you? If you were drinking Guinness, you wouldn't have that problem. You know, you wouldn't be depressed.
I'd be mad and stomping around. All right. So, with this lighting and my new facial hair,
it's very dapper, by the way.
Do you know who I think I look like? I look like Michael Corleone's brother. Fredo?
Fredo. Oh, Christ.
Look at it. Look at the head. Look at the face. Oh, you know it's true. Yeah, I can tell why you're laughing. Yeah.
You know, you broke my heart. I knew it was you. You broke my heart.
Yeah, that's stupid, Fredo. So Liz, can we talk about something happy, please?
Oh, sure, by any means. But what happiness have you found in the world this last week?
I'm pretty down right now. I can't think of anything positive.
I sincerely apologize for depressing you, but I find it very difficult to see a light at the end of this tunnel. I really do, and it's not a matter of you know thinking that oh there's a chance or you know you've been around people too long. You start to see how they react to things and how they do things, and this guy's just. He's far too smug and far too willing to allow other people to do things. Then he's got to miss something. He really does. I can't see it any other way. So I apologize, but you know I can't see a way out of it.
And you know we're gonna have a big red wave wing in November, so we're gonna have even more. We're gonna have even more.
Well, there is something I can make you happy about. I mean, I understand. You know, Liverpool's weekend wasn't very good, but it was still better than Manchester United's weekend. I mean, that's got to cheer you up a little bit. What
happened? I didn't hear.
Well, for some reason, Mourinho still has a job. I can't figure that one out.
But special.
I'm sorry?
He's special.
Oh, he's special. Yeah. There you go. I got a dog that's special like he is. But, you know, after the total – by the way, my son's miserable, so that should make you happy too. you know, watching United, he's been absolutely miserable about, well, basically life in general, because his Manchester United is just is and the Steelers lost. You know, the Ravens beat the Steelers. So, you know, there's another upside to things. Oakland won. There's a good upside. I mean, there's a lot of things to be excited about. United being as awful as they are is probably should be high up on your list, considering your you got your Chelsea hat, you got your Liverpool hat, you know. What give a City hat, by the way. Do you happen to have a noisy neighbor's hat? Because if you do, you should really take a picture of yourself wearing it and send it to Nick.
How did Barcelona do this weekend? I didn't get the score. I know they were playing somebody really weak. How'd that game end up?
They're still on top of the table.
But that game, was it? Did they win? They beat Atletico Bilbao. What happened?
They're still on top of the table.
So Messi didn't have another hat trick. The greatest player, not really in the world, didn't have another hat trick.
They're still on top of the table. However. To say that Barcelona is firing on all cylinders would be disingenuous. The up part is the upside to it is Real Madrid is worse, and Atletico Madrid can't seem to find a win if they were the only team on the pitch. So with as bad as Barca has been, and this last week has been miserable for them, they are still on top of the table. So as much as I'd like to commit suicide over this past week that they've had, the only thing keeping me off the ledge is the fact that they're still number one in the best league on the planet. So, and Inter's moving up a little bit. So my Inter Milan's moving up a little bit too. All in all, start the complaint.
Good to hear.
How did Liverpool do this weekend?
They didn't have a very good week. But I got to tell you though, that game against Chelsea on Saturday, that's well worth watching. That goal at the end by Sturridge was wow. A goal to be real. I mean, it was something else. I mean, man, I don't care if you're a Liverpool fan or not. It's just that was a great goal that he hit.
Well, you knew it was going to be a good game too. I mean, just you had two sides that were so totally hot that you knew that game was just going to be. That game, if you need a reason to be a Premier League supporter, That's the game to watch, because that doesn't convince you that you should be paying attention to the Premier League. Nothing wrong. That was a great game. A much needed game, considering the garbage that we're dealing with.
Yeah. So, well, we didn't have a Latino history. I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is either.
Well, I'm sure that's what people are hearing. Okay, that sounds a little better. But, you know, we... we'll do a Hot Potato History on Saturday.
Yeah, I think so. You know, we did have some... we did have some problems this week. So it was nice to get something in. We'll definitely spend a little bit more time on it next week. We'll go back to our normal routine, I think.
Okay. All right, sir. Well, it was good talking to you.
Yeah, it's always good talking to you too, sir. Again, I did not mean to depress you as much as I did. Maybe next time we speak, we'll have some good news to share. God knows we need it.
Yes. Yes.
Good. Yeah, well, then until then, have a great week. I will try to touch base with you once or twice at least this week as much as I can. And we'll see what's going on at the end of the week.
Sounds good. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And thank you, as always, to everybody who is watching us and is subscribing. We're at 2,200 roughly subscribers right now. So, you know, thank you so much. If you're new to the pod or the broadcast or whatever you want to call it, please hit the subscribe button. Please hit that little bell so you know whenever we're live. And thank you for your support as always. So and until next week, we'll see you then. Goodbye and be safe. God bless. Bye-bye.